At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amston. And this is Reister or Wrong. So, Jack Del Rio, head coach. Defensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders got fined $100,000 for his comments about the January 6th dust-up. And it was his head coach, Ron Rivera, who did it. This man was not playing around. Also, the LIV Golf Tour is creating a dust-up. 17 PGA people have been suspended. Come on, man. We know what this is about. This ain't about the human rights issue. This is about competition. Geico had to pay $5.2 million in a lawsuit for an insurance claim that they didn't have a damn thing to do with. And it's over an STD. Coldstone. Closing the doors at 8:29? Not serving people after 8:30? Come on, man. And Ralph has beef with the Golden State Warriors. So I'm not feeling the beef with the Warriors because Ralph has absolutely lost his mind. But yeah, so we're going to start though with Jack Del Rio. And Jack Del Rio sent out a tweet and then put his foot in his mouth even more when he was talking about the January 6th insurgency, the insurrection that happened at the Capitol. And he tweeted out that, you know, that he would love to understand the quote unquote whole story about the summer of riots, looting and burning and the destruction of personal property that is never discussed when people are talking about the January 6th insurrection. And I'm like, you moron. First of all, there are two separate things. There have been buku arrest as it relates to looting and rioting, because I don't condone looting and rioting. But to act like that this was a dust up at the Capitol, there's a difference between people rioting and some of them being upset because of injustice that's happened in the country, being frustrated. Looting, some of them are absolute opportunists in this deal. 100% opportunists. That they were trying to, you know, that they saw an opportunity to get some TVs, get some shoes, get some whatever, and they took advantage. Those people should be locked the hell up. And the difference between that and trying to overthrow the government, kill the vice president, and assassinate members of Congress. And now he's been fined $100,000, not by the team, but by the head coach, Ron Rivera. And that money is being donated to the Capitol Police Memorial Fund. Oh, because they had officers die. Now, Jack, he tried to issue a lame-ass apology yesterday, but his back pedal wasn't fast enough, Ralph.
This is true. The comments really caught me off guard because it felt like he was asking why the federal government is so interested in investigating something that happened on federal government property.
Yeah. And they're not about the thing that happened in freaking states that the states are taking care of.
Moreover, I mean, well, first of all, the answer to Jack Del Rio's question was in question. Why are they so upset about what happened on federal government property? What's the federal government got to do with what happened on federal government property? Everything. They were trying to lynch the vice president. Now, I've seen a lot of people come out and say like that the January 6th thing is an overreach because the vast majority of the people who were there were just like lemmings and idiots with no plan whatsoever. Yes, I 100% agree with you there. I also feel the exact same way about the burning of federal property that happened in Portland in the summer of 2020, which is what I'm assuming that Jack Del Rio is referencing, which is why over half of those cases have been either reduced or dismissed. Right now, there's still like 39 people that are awaiting sentencing or trial for participation in those specific riots that I think that he was referring to or that other people have brought up to try to defend him. Like there still were a bunch of arrests made. And if people remember, the federal government descended on Portland.
Thank you.
Chad Wolf brought the federal government to Portland.
Yep.
And more so when stuff in Portland continued into 2021, the federal government and the FBI continued to make arrests and continued to push
10,000 people have been arrested across the country for looting, rioting, and stuff like that. 10,000.
One of the biggest differences is when somebody is a cosplaying Antifa weirdo, they're usually dressed in all black with their face covered up, and the only way to identify them is if somebody rats them out or they have any other identifiable markings. The January 6th thing was a perfect storm for prosecution because every single bit of that was filmed by the participants who were a large majority anti-maskers even want to cover up their face during crimes because they wanted to prove a point about not wearing masks, which has contributed to the ease of arrest and prosecution of the people involved. But what the federal government is trying to figure out is how much of this was encouraged and how much of this was not stopped.
Thank you.
When it could have
been
stopped.
Thank you. Thank you. That's more of a problem than even the people storming the Capitol. It's if the president and anybody else in the Senate, in Congress, had any prior knowledge or encouraged this in any way. And then we heard comments that Trump made yesterday. Well, not we heard them yesterday. But if those things are true, bro, man, if you don't get the hell out of here. But let's stay on the Jack Del Rio thing. Now, he's a coach. And people are like, yo, what happened to freedom of speech? What happened to this and that? Well, the sports is the entertainment business, right? He got fined for the same reason that Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended. Deshaun Watson is not going to jail. There were two grand juries. No prosecution is going to happen to Deshaun Watson. unless something weird comes out now. But he's going to be suspended because he messed with the money. And Jack Del Rio, with his comments, messed with the money. You mess with the money, you will get a timeout.
Right. And Jack Del Rio is getting more and more comfortable speaking his mind on issues that he's clearly, like, he's just clearly off base. This is not a right versus left thing. You could be MAGA and be a coach. Most coaches are, especially white coaches. Like, most men with a lot of money and control issues who go into the coaching profession are going to vote for Donald Trump or whoever he tells them to vote for. That's okay. I've completely made peace with that. And you can be open about who you support in your politics, and I don't think that you deserve the backlash from the loud and angry liberal populace who does not want you to think that way. However, when you are just objectively wrong, when you are objectively wrong and you paint the attempted murder of the vice president, the murder of a police officer, the subsequent suicides of police officers, and the killing of one of the protesters in Ashley Babbitt, who was trying to break through a window, when you refer to that as a dust-up while, like, people in Congress are hiding in their offices and hiding on the floor, when you refer to that as a dust-up and you're the defensive coordinator in that same city.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. Ugh. There were two things that saved the dust-up from being what he called a dust-up. From being bigger. That was the officer who ran the people the wrong way and the fact that Ashley Babbitt got shot. That was a game changer because the people were like, oh, yeah, we won't be going in there because they're not playing around. Like, they actually shot somebody. Like that was the one that, and it was so many people that saw it, they were like, nah, never mind. I'm going to head out because I didn't sign up for that.
Did you ever have any moments as a kid where your parents gave an inch, you tried to take a mile, you made it about half a mile before they reacted, and then you got your ass beat?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because, and I think one of the biggest pushbacks on some of the stuff that's going on is a lot of these people wouldn't be being prosecuted because they were successful in getting into the Capitol. Because there was sort of a police stand down and almost like a level of, it seemed, permissiveness to keep Correct. Them that allowed them to get as close as they got. Right. And once they got as close as they got, they assumed there was going to be no penalty for their actions. And so halfway into that, they got an inch and they're taking a mile. Someone gets shot and killed. And then everybody involved is like, but they led us this far. How could they react this way? At this point, like, you clearly saw people trying to barricade doors, hold them shut with guns pointed at you. That was the line. Yep. That was the line to not be crossed. And I think I personally, I'm not one of those people that's like, good, Ashley Babbitt got what's coming to her. I look at that as a tragedy. She's somebody who served the country. She's somebody who deserved to have her brain rotted by partisan politics and end up trying to storm the halls of Congress. And it, to me, it is a tragedy that she's dead. But one of the things that you could tell is there were a lot of casuals in that crowd because once they saw blood, they fell back.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so,
and here's the other thing about Jack Del Rio, Ralph, is that if anybody should understand what, because the whataboutism was just absolutely just ridiculous. Oh, well, what about them? These are two different things, and those people are being prosecuted by the states. But the other part is that Jack Del Rio, in 1987, when the NFL was on strike, when the players went on strike, Jack Del Rio beat up Otis Taylor, who was trying to go into the stadium because he was a scout for them. And he had retired from the NFL 12 years prior to that. And he thought he was a current player, like one of the scabs that was coming in. So he beat up Otis Taylor. He slashed tires, broke windows of the scab players. Now, he's talking about in his statement, oh, I'm all for peaceful protest. A strike is a protest. Now, if anybody can understand what it's like for people to feel like that there's been injustice heaped upon them out in the world, Jack Del Rio should be the main one understanding that, knowing your history, right, pal?
I mean, Jack Del Rio used violence to further his own means.
Correct. Correct.
Interesting.
But it's curious. He doesn't understand it when it comes to some other people. He doesn't understand it when it comes to social justice, but he understands it when it was going, when it was at the Capitol, right? He understands it there. He's like, it was a dust up. And this is the same man. Like, reading his tweets over the last year have really given me a lot of insight on how he was with the players. Because I got drafted by Jack. And he was billed as, oh, he's going to be a player's coach. Nothing about that. He was the type of dude who would high-five you in your face and MF you in the meeting but behind you. That's why players like Coughlin way better. Because I went to New York after, and to see, like, Coughlin would tell you the truth. He'd be like, listen, you ain't getting it done, so we got to find somebody else if you don't. And players can respect that. And Jack used to talk about, I want leaders. Man, this is the kind of guy that I remember, I forget who we were playing, but Deion Grant, who was one of the best teammates I ever had, and he was a great leader. He played safety for us. Good community man out in Atlanta, all of this stuff. So Deion Grant, so we were getting our ass whooped at halftime. Jack Del Rio comes in there, and mind you, at halftime, the players go into the locker room. The coaches go have their own little separate meeting for like 5 minutes, and then they come out to us, and then they talk to us, and then we'll have the little position meetings, and we'll talk about specific things that we're going to do differently in the second half. Well, Jack said, comes in there, don't nobody say a fucking word. Like, we're like kids, right? And so the coaches go have their meeting. Deion stands up in front of everybody like, hey, yo, guys, we're not playing hard enough. We got to step it up. We're better than this. You know, we got to have some pride, blah, blah, blah. Jack comes right back out. Deion, I said, shut the fuck up. Nobody say a fucking word. You're benched. He benched Deion. For the rest of the game, for that.
For trying to encourage the team and be a leader. The team.
Yep. Another time, this may have been 2007 or 2008. Mike Peterson, our starting linebacker, really good player. We had played the Cincinnati Bengals. And this was, and mind you, I've been there since 2003. This was the first time Jack ever did this, right? Ever did this in this the whole time I was there. So the Monday after the game, he comes up, he's going to come up with this PowerPoint because he was starting to feel the pressure, the noise about whether he was going to be fired, like all of that stuff, even though he didn't get fired until a few years later. And he decides he's going to put up a list of all the things that everybody did wrong that caused us to lose on a PowerPoint. One of the first ones was Mike Peterson. So we were down by 14 points. Mike Peterson gets a sack or a tackle for loss. He gets up and flexes like he always does. And he's like, Mike P, you're over here flexing. And we're down in 14 points. And he's like, bro, I was trying to get some energy going. We clearly didn't have any. That could be a momentum play, blah, blah, blah. Which made actual sense because we fed off of our defense a lot, all of that. So then,
which is, again, I want to point out, not a reason why you lost. It's not a quantifiable reason why you lost. That's a matter of preference. A matter of preference. That's all that is.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So... and then this dude, then he calls on Big John Henderson. Big John Henderson, mm-hmm. The dude used to get slapped before the games by our trainer, Joe Sheehan. He'd be like, "Whoo, I taste blood. I'm ready to go." Like on some Latimer from the program type stuff, right? So, and Big John was like 6'6", 6'7", 350. And he had his couple screws loose. We used to call him Murdoch. And this dude, and then Jack goes, and mind you, Jack's not a little guy. He's like 6'3", 6'4", like 250, 260, somewhere in there. And he's like, you know, carries himself like he's a tough guy. He goes, "Hey, yo, Big John, come on. You know, if we could please not do this," like total softball with Big John. And everybody sees it because everybody knew that Jack was scared of Big John. And right. then Mike P goes, "Oh," and then a couple things later, and Mike P bitching about something. Mike P stands up, "Fuck you, Jack. Why you ain't talk to Big John like that? Cause you scared of his ass." Ooh, and then Jack act like he wanted to fight Mike, and then Mike would have went down there and whoop his ass. But then everybody kind of held Mike back, and they were like, Mike, just leave out of the meeting room. And you can Google it and look it up. Mike Peterson's suspended. That's what actually happened in the meeting room. So,
man,
yeah, it was just constant. Like, he's a terrible leader of men. He is a good defensive coach. Like, you can't deny the fact that he's a good defensive coach. But mm-hmm. as far as like his inconsistency, like that was the thing that failed him as a head coach, is that he was inconsistent. Like we have a winning season, go to the playoffs. In the offseason, they put outlets and stuff in our lockers. And this is prior to that being standard issue in locks, outlets and lockers and players. And they put ping pong tables in the locker room. We lose 2 games in a row. He's snatching out ping pong tables and turning off the power to the plugs and stuff like that, man. But it felt like, and in seeing his tweets, it feels like he's a dude that that is kind of like y'all did, like y'all players, y'all should be lucky to be here. And not realizing he's made tens of millions of dollars off of black bodies. So he should probably care about their plight from where they came from, their family's plight, and people and their friends. Like you would think that somebody who's made tens of millions of dollars off of other people's backs should be able to understand that like that stuff needs to be fixed out in the country.
Right. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I believe that what he's saying, which is like, hey, I'm just out here saying give peace a chance. I don't like violence of any kind. So if we're going to talk about one violence, let's talk about all the violence. I highly doubt that him saying things that mirror right-wing talking points are actually original thoughts.
Exactly.
They're not.
No.
They're
no,
not.
He's,
like,
he's watching OAN. He's watching, you know, watching Tucker Carlson at night, repeating these things. Yeah, absolutely not.
And that's fine. You have every right to have a conservative political mindset. But the truth of the matter is there are media companies who have been incentivized to push back against any witch hunts against Daddy Trump. And if you're part of that, then you're just being tricked. You're the mark. The next thing that we're going to talk about is the exact same thing. Like, there are people who are being tricked who are easy marks. And all it takes is just a little bit of money and a little bit of media to get you there.
Yep. 100%. So I guess the final question is, are you okay with him being fined $100,000?
Somebody reached out to me and they said that there might be some creative accounting at work. Would they really take $100,000 out of his pocket to give the Capitol Police fund, or is this, you know, cause like the head of the NCAACP is calling for his job and stuff like that. If there was something in place that essentially, it should be common sense, but when you're talking about taking money out of somebody's pocketbook, you would help that it's like, hey, there's written policy somewhere. Like, don't embarrass the yes. organization, you idiot.
Correct. So, now they are in a position to where they're trying to get public funding for the new stadium.
And they need all the good PR they can get, yes, because their owner is constantly embroiled in scandal.
Exactly. And the people of D.C. and Virginia, that whole entire area, who have to publicly fund part of the stadium. Those are people that were directly impacted by what happened in January 6th. We all saw it on television. They saw it in person. So
who do you think the security are that works the games? A lot of them are involved with the Capitol Police.
Yeah. Listen, bro, there's... And so that's why he got fined. That's why he got fined. All right. The LIV golf tournament is causing drama for the PGA Tour. They're making it out to be about the Saudis and, you know, and the upstanding right moral thing to do. But the PGA Tour is upset that 17 golfers are going to go play on the LIV Tour because it's competition and threatens the PGA Tour. That is a bigger part of it than the human rights stuff and all that, because they, listen, we take money from, like, it's almost like when people start talking about, like, Nike in China, LeBron in China. Man, do you know how many of our goods come from China? Like, how many jobs China actually creates with the amount of exports that they take from us and the imports that they bring in? We're talking hundreds of thousands of jobs here in America. And so when people talk about Nike, they're like, oh, Nike's beholden. Well, what happens if Nike comes out, talk shit about China, and then say, and then China, we already know, because they cut the NBA off. They just turned the switch off. So imagine if they turn the switch off on Nike's factories in Taiwan and everywhere else, because it's too expensive to manufacture here in the United States. That'll be tens of thousands of Americans out of jobs. Tens of thousands. I wonder why. Oh, all the microchips that you like in your little fucking smartphones. You won't have any. Apple would have a problem. Samsung would have a problem. Every single, like, Walmart? Oh, you like your little stuff at Walmart? You're Americans? It's going to go away. You like your stuff at wherever else. That's the reason why. And all your little politicians are invested in companies that are beholden to China as well. but it just becomes a very easy target. And that's what the PGA Tour is doing right now. They don't want the competition. It is not about the human rights stuff. For some players, it is. It legitimately is. And I think that that money comes at a price. Like, you don't pay premiums for stuff without there being money attached to it. I mean, stipulations attached to it. You may not get those stipulations on the front end, but if they will let a journalist walk into an embassy and get dismembered and killed, what do you think that they'll do to your little golfing ass?
Right. This whole thing has been fascinating to me because, yeah, there are people that are defending the LIV Golf Tournament by saying, like, yeah, look at all the other corporations involved in some level of human rights abuse all over the world. But there's a difference between corporations really allowed based on labor laws in international economy and the Saudi government literally paying for a league to exist in order to get better PR, because not only did they slice up a journalist with a bone saw and put him in a box and pretend that it never happened, they also were the owner of 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers, exactly. Right? Like they are using the government's investment slush fund in order to better their reputation. And one of the strategies is to give two. Well, golf washing is one of them. The other is to give Jared Kushner's investment fund $2 billion to invest in different Israeli corporations so that they can have a better relationship with Israel. Because if people who are historically inclined might remember that those two nations were at war at one point. And so, they're using the money of the country to get some better PR. And here's the deal. If you like golf, fine. If you're going to watch this tournament because you think that the structure is better, fine. But understand that it's not a business model. They're not making this money back.
No.
They plan to spend $250 million in order to make you think more favorably of Saudi Arabia.
Well, it's
more that's what they're that, that's what the plan
they're
is.
Giving they're giving Phil Mickelson $200 million. They gave Dustin Johnson $110 million. They've given other golfers all these appearance fees and all of that. They offered Tiger $800 million. Tiger was like, nah, fam. And other golfers turned down large sums of money. Like you said, this is not a business model. They are.
No.
Because this is not sustainable. This is not sustainable.
Right. So the PGA Tour needs to understand, like, yeah, you can suspend people, sure, but they're not competition. They're not competition. The PGA Tour is going to continue to exist. And if people want to take the quick buck and no longer be a part of the PGA Tour, that's their right. I don't know what to say
How
about the PGA
does
Tour's
golf
decision.
Last?
It's literally burning money, but they have that money to burn. So I'm not 100% sure, and I think that a lot of these golfers are
under 5 years.
I just want to see him get through this 1 year. They only have 8 tournaments, right? And yeah. Bryson DeChambeau, who is one of the PGA Tour's biggest stars, just defected. So he just went over to LIV Golf. I think that it is a big impact. I think the PGA Tour needs to be worried. But for anybody that's painting this as a competition between LIV and the PGA Tour, it's no more a competition than Chuck E. Cheese thinking that they're going to lose business on birthday parties because one billionaire threw his only daughter a sweet 16 to make her forget that he made his money through pollution and that he married someone 3 years older than her. Like... That's not going to affect Chuck E. Cheese's bottom line and their business. Like, they're in the business of pizza birthday parties. They'll continue to be in the business of pizza birthday parties. If one billionaire wants to throw a $5 million party for his 16-year-old so that she won't hate him, that's not Chuck E. Cheese's business, right? So I think the PGA Tour is going to continue to be fine. The star power that went over is star power that got built up on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So the PGA will make new stars like it always does.
Ralph, I like that. You are 100% right about that.
Would you take that payout knowing we say that, because this presupposes that you're already a golf star, right?
Okay.
Would you take that short-term payout knowing?
How big of a star?
My guess is that Liv's only interested in people who are probably like top 100 players, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because what if the PGA Tour
top 100? Because top 100, you're getting close to not being on the tour for the next year, because you're automatically on if you're in the top 125. So,
okay. So if the PGA Tour says that, all right, these are Pete Rose suspensions. Because I think that's the gamble that people are taking, is that if this is a five-year suspension, well, I made $50 million, I can take the five-year suspension and come back later.
Yeah, but if there's if Liv doesn't survive, you're screwed, bro. If this is a one-year thing, because they're like, listen, man, we gave out all these payouts, we lost $500 million, and we don't see a way to make any of it back. And I know that this is oil money and it's coming out of the ground every day, but, and then prices are through the roof right now. We'll just change our oil prices and, you know, we'll raise it 50 cents a barrel. No problem. So like,
yeah, I mean, there's that part of it, but it's just like knowing that you're part of the Saudi Arabia rehab tour, where women still don't have basic human rights. They'll throw gays off the building and they,
it would not be right for me. But here's the thing I say about everything. Everything is for sale. Everything just ain't on sale. So there is a price and there are stipulations that can get everybody. Like, there are some things that they could do to get Tiger. Give Tiger $1 billion instead of 800,000 and say, look, We are going to change our laws on women because Tiger Woods asked us to. Then Tiger's like, sign me up, baby. I'm going to go shoot, shoot, shoot. But Tiger knows that he's already going to make $1 billion off of designing golf courses, merchandise, everything. And he doesn't want to put that and his brand in jeopardy, because he's a unique case. All right. It is,
but Phil's willing to do it, and Greg Norman's willing to do it.
Because Phil's $40 million in debt, and they gave him $200 million. Hell yeah, he signed up. He's like, more gambling money for me.
You know what I would do? Yeah, I think you know me well enough to know what I would do. I'd take that money, and it would go directly to the Association for the Protection and Defense of Women's Rights in Saudi Arabia and Jamal Khashoggi's family.
Yep.
What are you going to do? It's my money. You gave it to me. I'm going to spend it the way I want.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now it is time for top five. Our top five of the day. So, top five of the day. Oh, and today it is the top five badass action movie stars. Now, this list was fun for me. I thought it was fun. Who are your...
Why are we doing this list? What movie are you headed to see tonight?
The movie with the planes and Top
Gun
Cruise.
Maverick.
Yeah. Top Gun Maverick.
Planes and Jets and Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, so I'm going to go see that.
But that's what spurred the decision to do the top five badass action stars. So not fictional characters, but actual actors. Or actresses that would make you go out and see an action movie just because they're in it.
Yep. Okay. My number five, Harrison Ford. I know people can be like, Harrison Ford? What are you talking about, dude? We got John Lucas movies. So we got Star Wars. We have The Fugitive.
John Lucas, the basketball coach.
No, you know what's
George
his name?
George
yeah, yeah
George Lucas. Your name
that number
your
name that is name's George. Hard to remember.
He's the second most famous George behind George Reister. Come on,
exactly.
Now.
So Harrison Ford, you have The Fugitive, you have Air Force One. You know, like so many movies, Star Wars, all of this that he has been in, and I know people aren't going to be like Harrison Ford, but no. Harrison Ford is outstanding and an action hero star. He used to be even more when he was younger, but he definitely qualifies.
I'm with you. If Harrison Ford is in an action movie, I'm going to see it. That's why he is also my number five.
Yep. Wait, he was your number five?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My number four is Clint Eastwood. And mind you, we did not talk about these prior. So Clint Eastwood, it's weird because, so yes, he's been in a lot of Westerns, but he's just a badass dude, like in terms of a bunch of movies. Like, you go back to The Unforgiven, In the Line of Fire, Sudden Impact. I mean, the man's IMDb list is silly. Escapade in Japan, West Point. You know, so yes, he definitely qualifies. And I think Gran Torino was one of his best things because he was
that's an my absolute favorite Eastwood movie.
Badass old man. Like, I guess that's action hero-esque, sort of, kind of, even though he wasn't quite a hero.
He was a former war hero, massive racist, but it is my all-time favorite Clint Eastwood movie. I think that's a good pick.
Okay. Who's your number four?
My number four is Will Smith. Will Smith. If Will Smith is in a movie, I'm going to see it. If Will Smith is in an action movie, I'm going to be more excited about it. A couple of my favorite roles are not action movies, but I'm always going to remember being 10 years old and seeing Independence Day in the theater. And then, you know, everything he's done, even some of the ones that had to grow on me over time, like Hancock.
Hancock. Is
any
solid
action movie that Enemy of the State is another one that I didn't really like when it came out. But now when it's on TV, I catch it every time. Did you?
I think that Will Smith doesn't get enough credit because there's some comedy element in his movies. And then when you think about it, Independence Day, when you think Men in Black, he's literally an action hero star, but it just it's a little too bubblegummy for some people to I Am Legend and all of that to feel like he's a true action hero star.
I feel you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Number three, Tom Cruise. Mission Impossible, everything else. It is undeniable. This man is an action hero star. Top Gun, Top Gun Maverick, everything. You cannot deny what this man has done. Jack Reacher, Edge of Tomorrow, War of the Worlds, The Last Samurai, The Firm, A Few Good Men. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're gonna like Top Gun Maverick. It's a love letter to people who like seeing movies in theaters. I can't wait to talk to you about it afterward. My number three, and this is going to be a little bit controversial, I think, but Denzel Washington. I get super hyped every year when a new Denzel movie comes out, but when it's an action movie, which I didn't even really know he could do. I think I remember the first Denzel movie ever watched as a kid was an action movie. I don't remember the name of it, but Russell Crowe was in it, and Denzel played a cop who was in prison who had his arms replaced with robot arms. That was one of my first times ever seeing Denzel. So, like, in my head as a kid, I'm like, oh, this is an action star. But when he came out and did The Equalizer and Man on Fire might be my favorite action movie of all time.
Dude, it's super good.
It's 10 times, like, it's Taken, but better. Like, yep. Taken has so much hype, but Man on Fire to me is a better movie. So he doesn't do action movies very often, but when he does, it's a big time take my money. So I love Denzel in action movies.
It doesn't matter whether he's in anything. It is take my money, sign me up. Okay, that's an interesting pick though, Ralph. Because he's my number two action hero.
No way.
Yes. Yes,
no way. Dude. I didn't think you'd have him on there.
No, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Man on Fire, like you talked about. American Gangster, Safe House, Flight, Two Guns, the Equalizer. Man, listen. Oh, and the Equalizer 3 will be out in 2023 for anybody who's counting. But yeah, so he's my number three. I'm sorry, he's my number two.
Right on. My number two is Arnold.
Like, Arnold.
To me, the action star. Every summer, an Arnold movie would drop, and you would go. Whether it was End of Days, or The Sixth Day, or The Eraser, or the Predator series, Last Action Hero. What's the one he did with Jamie Lee Curtis it's like the only Arnold movie I've never seen. Lies?
Yes. I love True Lies, dude. Yeah. That movie is awesome.
He did one.
He gave me a little crush on Jamie Lee Curtis when I was young.
Oh, I was like the same age as Eliza Dushku in that movie. So that's where my crush went for the next 15 years.
Dude, and I was like,
again,
oh my gosh, she's in the lingerie. I had a moment. I can't lie.
So who is your number one?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Easy.
There you go. My number one, you've already mentioned, is Tom Cruise. I was talking about it with my wife the other day, and it's like, has he made a stinker? Like, ever?
No.
And a couple of my favorite.
He's like Denzel Washington. Find a bad movie.
I think the worst Tom Cruise feature film action movie that I've seen is probably Jack Reacher, and that was still pretty good.
Exactly. And the worst Denzel movie that I've ever seen, he was still really good in it, and that was The Little Things. I hated that movie, but like,
it wasn't The Preacher's Wife?
No, I love The Preacher's Wife. It had
What is your favorite awesome. Tom Cruise action movie?
It's one of the Mission Impossibles, because I used to watch the old school Mission Impossibles. Actually, I need to go back and watch those. Those were like my favorite. That and the Batman, like the old, like Adam West Batman, are my all time faves.
Mm-hmm. I loved Collateral. And yeah, I know that's maybe more suspense. That role he played with Jamie Foxx. And then shout out to the best role ever, the best Tom Cruise role ever, his little stint in Tropic Thunder, which I really wish they would have made a film of just that character.
Playing a dude disguised to be another dude. All right.
Let's talk about some of the people that you just missed your list.
Samuel L. Jackson, Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Liam Neeson, Will Smith, Jason Statham, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Those are your near misses?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know what you think of this one. Ian McKellen.
Don't even know who that is.
He was Gandalf and Magneto. So he played Gandalf six times, Magneto like six or seven times. Technically, he's like more of like a theatrical guy, but I don't know. Yeah. I just know that if he's in something, I'm probably going to see it. Keanu, which you have a really...
Yeah, I have a tough time with Keanu Reeves because, and I'll say my tweet, The Matrix and Avatar, both of those first movies, because they're making a new Avatar too, are by far, they're solid movies, but they're by far the most overrated, overhyped, over-talked about, over-given credit for movies of all time.
Not every take can be a good one, but also that's how I feel about Fast and the Furious. So I know he is an anti-Semite and a weirdo,
Mel Gibson.
But Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If
Mel Gibson hadn't.
He gave us Braveheart.
If he and Mad Max and The Patriot and Apocalypto, he directed that.
Yeah.
Right. Like he's. Had he not gotten himself kicked out of Hollywood by just being a terrible person and an awful husband and father, he would probably be top three on my list. Chris Pratt?
I would put Bruce Willis in because he gave us
Bruce Willis, yeah.
The
probably Bruce Dynasty. Willis deserves to be in over Chris Pratt, but Chris Pratt is in the Jurassic Park franchise and part of the Marvel mega machine. Russell Crowe had a couple of before he got a little heftier. He gave us Gladiator, Robin Hood, movies like that. Yeah. Sean Connery.
Yes. For
The Rock, Bond.
No, The Rock. He's not an action hero star. I put him on my list at first and I was like, The Rock has made, I'm a big Rock fan, right? Huge Rock fan. He's made some shitty movies, bro. He's made more stinkers than any other top, actor like that. Just saying.
What about Ben Affleck? Ben Affleck did some Batman, some Daredevil. He did. He's done a few.
And I'm a Ben Affleck fan. I like the director better.
All right. And I want to throw one female name out there because she almost made my list. She was my number seven. Uma Thurman.
I would put Gal Gadot on there first, but Uma Thurman is legit. And
she
killed Bill. Yes. And I like a little Charlize Theron too. All right. New story. And we're going to breeze through these because these are hilarious. Geico, the insurance company, had to pay $5.2 million to a woman because she got an STD in a car from a man that insured that car. I'm sorry. Yeah, insured that car with Geico. This is the most frivolous BS lawsuit. People should never be rewarded for stuff like this, Ralph. Why weren't you wearing a condom with some random person, apparently?
Let's see if we can get some details here. And she got an
HPV...
Okay.
Yeah.
Which there is a vaccination available, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but you have to be younger to have gotten it. Younger? You can't get it.
Okay.
You have to get it before you're 12 or 14 or. And she offered them $1 million to a settle. Geico was like, hell no. And then she got $5.2 million. This is the most ridiculous story of all time. I got no problem with having sex in the car. Been there, done that many, many times. Have you ever had sex in a car?
I mean, I plead the fifth.
What do you mean you plead the fifth? It's either yes or no.
No, because when the founders of this country got together and they were putting together the Bill of Rights, the Fifth Amendment was designed to not have to answer questions about whether or not you've had sex in a car.
Have you ever had sex in a bed?
I plead the fifth.
Oh my God. Have you ever had sex ever?
My four kids are adopted.
Okay. So I
let me read Geico's statement.
Okay.
Geico believes they did not have a meaningful opportunity to defend their interests at the time of Geico's intervention. Liability and damages had been determined by an arbitrator and confirmed by a trial court. Geico had no right to that's the opinion, that Geico had no right to relitigate issues that have already been decided. This is scary for insurance company. If my car insurance goes up because of this.
Bro.
See, no, you just admitted on the podcast that you've had sex in a car. That is going to be something you have to fill out on a form. Your insurance is going up. Me not answering, I'm going to be fine.
Bro.
You messed up.
I messed up, bro. You have lost your damn mind. So this lawsuit is super frivolous, but I thought it was worth talking about. Because if this makes our if insurance companies are now liable for things that happen in cars, good God, bro. That is going to change the way your policies are written. Like if you are eating in a car, having sex in a car, doing anything in a car, we are not insuring that. Blah, blah, dude, your policy on what can be handled in your car and not is gonna go wild now. All right.
I wish I would have known this when I lived in Arizona and I kept burning myself with a seatbelt. Pay me my money.
Pay. Yep. All right. Okay. Here's a video that came out. This is a man and a wife, man and a woman inside of a Cold Stone.
If you were to act like a little dickhead and do that kind of shit to me,
if we look at the cameras and you come in at 8:30, what's gonna happen?
I came in at 8:29.
You did not turn our systems and our phones. I walked out at 8:30 because I'm making ice cream.
Listen,
I came out to finish up the customers and you walked out. We told you we were closed.
We told you that you had us waiting in line.
We can't lock customers in. We physically can't.
Like,
but we were all busy.
There's a sign on the door that says exactly what time we open. You came at 8:30 on the dollar.
So still, like, it's one
fucking minute.
Yeah, but we want to go home.
That's fine, but this
is because if we let you in, we let everybody in.
We let you in at 8:30 on the dollar.
My daughter, who is 4 years old,
and you want to do this shit for our fucking daughter?
This is their first time meeting each other.
You want to do this?
You guys recording us first.
Like, this is crazy.
You guys can leave because we can call the cops if you want, honestly. All right. You want him? Excuse you. You want him? You're the pink girl, the only guy that we have here?
You're a grown-ass man.
Are you serious?
You already fucking offended me.
Excuse you. You can leave, sir. We can really call the cops. You're going to threaten a kid? A minor.
He's a child.
A minor.
You're going to get fired.
Nobody's
going to get fired.
You're not going anywhere. That's fine.
What are your names?
I love it. A bunch of black Karens. No. Okay. So we didn't talk about this before the show. So which side is right? Are the employees right for saying that it was 8:30, we're closed, we're not serving you? Or are the customers right? Like, yo, I walked in at 8:29, 8:30, and I should still get my ice cream.
I think you're severely underestimating how I feel about ice cream. This could have easily been handled. Be like, hey, I know we're here after closing. Here's an extra 20 for your troubles. Can you please just make me and my wife some ice cream? It's been a long night. I understand that you're closed. Let me pay you for your trouble. Like, I'm passionate enough about it to where I will fight one of your employees. I'd rather just give you some money. You're all here. Like, the door was open. I came in.
Okay. There's a difference. No, I'm sorry. Let me let you finish. Go ahead.
I don't condone it, but I get it.
The employees were dead ass wrong. If they work for me, they're getting a reprimand. Dude, they walked in at 8:29, 8:30, bro. Give that last person their fucking ice cream. It took you longer to fight with them than to give them ice cream. It literally
as a franchisee, yeah.
It took you longer to fight with them than to give them ice cream, bro. Like go lock the door. And if anybody else walks in, lock the door, and then you come out, and then you let them out, because I've had that happen. Once the door locks, said, people understand then. But if you come in the store,
they said we can't lock customers in. How many stores have you been in where they lock the door and then they unlock it to let people out?
50 times.
And yeah, that happens to me a lot.
Yeah. And the idea that you, it's not like you are a burger stand, and they're like, oh man, the fryer's off. Yeah, the fryer's off. Once the fryer's off, there's nothing you can do. Dude, you're an ice cream shop. Scoop that shit up. Put in your mix-ins. They would have been out of there in 2 minutes. The video, which was part two, is a minute and a half. So they did this song and dance for a few minutes. It would have taken you less time to do that and check them out. Stop it.
Yeah, I almost never.
Hold on. They said, and the employee said they came in at 8:30. Bro, like, and on the clock on there, it said 8:42. So you sat there and had the people been in the store for 12 minutes. And you're going to sit here and argue? Bro, just give them the fucking ice cream and go home.
Shut the computer off, ask them to pay cash, and put it in your pocket.
Bro.
I almost never side with people who are rude to customer service, and I think that this person made a lot of choices, and trying to fight a kid was very stupid, and you shouldn't be cussing at people, and you should have just turned around and walked away. However, this situation never needed to escalate, and if I was a franchisee and it was my name on that cold stone, it would not be worth the public debate for me.
Exactly.
Service-oriented. I'll hook you up. You're my employees. I appreciate you staying late. You know, let me know when you need a day off. I know there's an employment crisis out here, but you went above and beyond to make sure that I still had a good name as a franchisee. Like, what can I do for you? Exactly. That's me, though. I don't. Yeah.
No. I would 100% agree with you. Final thing, because we're out of time today, Ralph. Warriors or Boston Celtics tonight?
Well, the Warriors are soft, so I guess they're going to lose out. They're soft. Soft like Cold Stone ice cream, soft.
That is the devil's work, and you're going to lose because you're a salty-ass Suns fan, so you got to enjoy a Warriors championship, so take that.
I was rooting for the Warriors until Clay Thompson came out and he's like, oh, cuss words. And then Draymond Green's wife is doing the same thing after he was flipping everybody off. And he cussed in front of his own kid in the press conference.
Love it.
There is no reason for them to cry.
Love it.
You love the crying?
Call the fouls. Call the fouls. Warriors are winning. I don't care what they do. The Warriors can do no wrong. Just like LeBron. Goodbye. Have a good day. Catch you on Monday.
The same LeBron that got cussed at by Warriors fans and Klay Thompson defended the fans?
Don't do that. Don't do that. You're making sense. Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.